State of Wonder by Ann Patchett. The reader is Nancy Baldwin. 1. The news of Anders Ekman's death came by way of aerogram, a piece of bright blue airmail paper that served as both the stationery and, when folded over and sealed along the edges, the envelope. Who even knew they still made such things? This single sheet had traveled from Brazil to Minnesota to mark the passing of a man, a breath of tissue so insubstantial that only the stamp seemed to anchor it to this world. Mr. Fox had the letter in his hand when he came to the lab to tell Marina the news. When she saw him there at the door, she smiled at him, and in the light of that smile, he faltered. "What?" she said finally. He opened his mouth and then closed it. When he tried again, all he could say was, "It's snowing." "I heard on the radio it was going to." The window in the lab where she worked faced out into the hall, and so she never saw the weather until lunchtime. She waited for a minute for Mr. Fox to say what he had come to say. She didn't think he had come all the way from his office in the snow, a good 10 buildings away, to give her a weather report. But he only stood there in the frame of the open door, unable either to enter the room or step out of it. "Are you all right?" "Ekman's dead," he managed to say before his voice broke, and then, with no more explanation, he gave her the letter to show just how little about this awful fact he knew. There were more than 30 buildings on the Fogel campus, labs and office buildings of various sizes and functions. There were labs with stations for 20 technicians and scientists to work at the same time. Others had walls and walls of mice or monkeys or dogs. This particular lab Marina had shared for 7 years with Dr.